It's time to get aboard the Old Gospel Ship with your host, Billy R. Douglas of Livermore, Kentucky. Stay tuned for some of the best music this side the gates of heaven.
Get on the gospel ship.
Call a neighbor, tell a friend, let someone know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air right here on this great radio station, featuring music from yesterday and today. You'll hear all of your favorites. And now, join your host, Billy R. Douglas, for the Old Gospel Ship.
And it just might be leaving here today.
Never did promise a life without tears. Never did he tell us never have a fear. This one thing he promised, one day he would call. And just one glimpse of heaven's shore, and we'd forget it all. After all the heartaches, after all the tears, after all the failures, after all the fears, after all the climbing, after all the falls, heaven will be worth it all, after all. A man that's born of woman is but a few days. Trouble's bound to follow all our earthly days. We are more than conquerors since Jesus set us free. And after all our trials here, heaven will be sweet. After all the heartaches, after all the tears, after all the failures, after all the fears, after all the climbing, after all the falls, heaven will be worth it all, after all. After all the heartaches, after all the tears, after all the failures, after all the fears, after all the climbing, after all the falls, heaven will be worth it all.
Welcome aboard this edition of the Old Gospel Ship. My name is Billy Douglas. I will be your host and your DJ for the next 60 minutes, bringing you some of the best gospel music this side of the gates of heaven. Right now would be a great time to call a neighbor, tell a friend, let somebody know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air. We are loaded down with lots of great music that we believe is going to be a blessing to you today. That song that we opened up with, you can find that on one of my CDs. Go to our website, voiceofthelordministries.com. We've got a lot of things on there that we believe will be a blessing to you. Not only do we have lots of great music for you today, we have a promise, Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. It is our prayer today that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you don't, we pray that something that we say or a song that is played will point you toward Calvary's hill and what Jesus Christ did there for you and for me. Get a hold of somebody. Let them know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air. Today, our featured artist is Gene Watson. We're going to be featuring some of his country gospel music today, along with a lot of other great artists. So let somebody know that we're leaving the harbor. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship, and here is Gene Watson with Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling far to carry my mother away. Well, I told that undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, for that body you are hauling. Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord. Close behind her, try to hold the band, be brave. But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in that grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home.
Knowing there is a heaven
praise God around His throne. Cause I know there is a heaven. I've got strength to go on. Cause I know there is a heaven. I've got strength to go on.
I wish you'd been at our house to hear the blessing Papa said today. He thanked the Lord for everything and asked Him if He got us all the way. And then he asked the Lord if He'd watch over us and bless our little home. But I know how it's gonna be after the preacher's gone. Now Mama fixes dinner for the preacher's family once a year. I have to get the Bible down and wipe away the dust and still be here. Then Mama says to Papa, watch your language or you might say something wrong. But you should hear the words we'll say after the preacher's gone. Sister hid her novels and I hid all my movie magazines. I took out empty beer cans Papa left last night while watching his TV. Before the preacher leaves, he'll have Papa lead us in a gospel song. But you should hear the songs we'll sing after the preacher's gone. If we're living by the golden rule, and we might fool the preacher, but it's not him we're really trying to fool. For there's somebody somewhere, and he'll know it if your faith is really strong. For he is always watching you after the preacher's gone.
Peggy Sue Webb right here on the Old Gospel Ship with the classic After the Preacher's Gone. Peggy Sue is Loretta Lynn's sister, just in case you didn't know that, but you can certainly hear the resemblance in their voices. Before that, we had John Steed with a beautiful song that he penned, probably my favorite John Steed song, Knowing There Is a Heaven. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. We are so glad that you are. We are bringing you a lot of great music today and a scripture from the King James Version, of course, as always, Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You still have time to get a hold of somebody and let them know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air. And we are bringing you lots and lots of great music. Our featured artist is Gene Watson. And that's exactly who we've got coming up right now. Beautiful rendition of the song, Help Me. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship.
Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile another smile, just one more smile. I know I just can't make it on my own. that I could do things by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me. Come down from your golden throne to me, to lowly me. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness and let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could do things by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you, please help me.
It makes him smile to show me he knows best. And if I just give it up, he'll take care of all the rest. He never ceases to amaze me. There's nothing more I can say. He never ceases to amaze me. He blows my mind away. Mere words cannot describe what I've seen him do and what I feel inside. He never ceases to amaze me. He's my God.
Country gentlemen, right here on the Old Gospel Ship with It's Me Again, Lord. And before that, Pamela Weeb, and He Never Ceases to Amaze Me. In just a few minutes, we're going to ask you the most important question that you'll ever answer in this life, and we're going to give you information on how you can get our newsletter, how you can get in touch with us, because we would love to hear from you. But before we get to that, we've got time for another song by our featured artist today, and his name is Gene Watson. And while this song plays, grab you a pen, a piece of paper, or a crayon and a brown paper sack so that you can get our contact information, because we want to hear from you. Gene Watson here on the Old Gospel Ship.
For someone like me. Not long ago I was thinking of home, and I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by like I'd done before, but the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, her words were pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she called my name brought tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame. Praying, praying for someone like me. Walking one night and I felt so alone. My heart was weary from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, the children that God loves so dear. Outside in the darkness I could not see, but I could picture them there on their knees. Someone like me. They were praying for someone like me.
Gene Watson, and they were praying for someone like me. I told you I was going to ask you the most important question that you'll ever answer in this life, and here it is. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? You say, Brother Billy, do you have to do that each week? Absolutely. I'd stop doing this if I had to quit doing this, what I'm talking about right now. If I had to stop this part of the program, we'd just hang it up and not do any more Old Gospel Ships, because this is the most important thing. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And if you don't, you need to fix that right now. You say, I don't know how. Well, here's how. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and his name is Jesus, shall be saved. If you'll turn to Jesus Christ today in faith believing and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins, be my Lord, and be my Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that you were buried, and on the third day you rose again. Save me. I am a sinner. If you will do that, he will save you. And if we can help you with that in any way whatsoever, We're going to give you our contact information so that you can get in touch with us. I'm going to give you our scripture first, though, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. If you'd like to write us here at the Old Gospel Ship, you can do so by writing P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. That's P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Visit us on the internet, theoldgospelship.com, or look us up on Facebook. Meeting a lot of people through Facebook. Search for the Old Gospel Ship page, like us, message us, stay in touch with us that way. Or you can text or call 270-313-8753. That's 270-313-8753. Right now, we're going to take a step away from the microphone, bring an important message, tell you about our free newsletter that we send out each and every month. And you've still got time to let somebody know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air, and we're bringing you lots of great music right here on your favorite radio station. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. You hear?
Mr. Johnson, let me explain this again. Your mortgage is $1,000.
And I sent you two $500 bills.
That was Monopoly money. Just like the 1,000 Bongo Burger Bucks you sent last month, they're not worth anything.
Excuse me, but you can buy one fry and get another free.
Mr. Johnson, we only accept real money.
Monopoly money, Bongo Bucks, dollar bills, they're all the same. Come on, they all have dollar signs on them.
They may all claim to be a form of payment, but only one of them has value. Here.
That is so narrow. You know, if everyone was just a little more open to different forms of payment, we would all be a lot richer.
The truth is, you need to use real money or you will lose your home.
There comes a point in life when we have to deal with reality. Believing what you want to believe about God may feel good during your lifetime, but in the end, only truth will matter. Make sure what you believe is true.
Hey, Dad, what you read?
Well, I'm reading the brand new edition of The Trumpet.
The Trumpet? What's that?
The Trumpet is the monthly publication from Voice of the Lord Ministries.
Cool. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, some good stuff.
What all's in there?
The Trumpet has some incredible articles from various pastors, a prayer request page, a page full of prayer requests, various CD offers, and a few jokes. Hey, and they even have a website.
Well, how can I get a copy, Dad?
Well, you can either call or write and request your free monthly copy. Voice of the Lord Ministries, P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Or call 270-313-8753. Or click the website at thetrumpetonline.com.
Cool! I'm going to check that out.
The Trumpet, the monthly publication from Voice of the Lord Ministries, celebrating 30 years of taking the message of the cross to America and beyond.
Hey y'all, this is Daryl Jordan, and you're listening to the greatest gospel music this side of heaven.
These days it seems I wander away from your presence. I felt so lonely inside. I just need someone to talk to. I'm listening, Lord. Let me hear your voice. I'm listening, Lord. Let me love me once more. Let me hear your tender voice. You're my shepherd and you lead the way. I'm listening, Lord. Let me hear your we Texas on the way. I just need to know, Lord, that you are there. Take my hand, let me feel that you are near. I'm listening, Lord, let me hear your voice. I'm listening.
Jordan here on the Old Gospel Ship with I'm Listening, Lord. Beautiful, beautiful song. Hey, each and every week this program is heard all around the world. Many radio stations that carry it, and I know that the radio station that you're listening to right now would love it if you would get in touch with them and say, hey, thank you so very much for bringing the Old Gospel Ship and all of the other great programming to us each and every week. Let them know it, and when you get in touch with them, let us know it as well. We'll give you our contact information at the end of the program, or you can visit theoldgospelship.com, and all of our contact information is on there. We'd love to hear from you. Our featured artist today is Gene Watson, and we are about to roll another one from him right at you. Lord, build my mansion next door to Jesus. Gene Watson right here on the Old Gospel Ship.
Tell the angels I'm coming home. It doesn't no castle, no earthly kingdom, but this cabin will do till I get home. My mansion's yonder on the hills of gold. God's throne. Just build my mansion next door to Jesus and tell the angels I'm coming home. It doesn't throne.
Father's mansion may be close by me, across the Golden Avenue. She was the first one to teach me of heaven. Tell me of you. So build my mansion next door to Jesus, and tell the angels I'm coming home. It doesn't
children as they softly say amen. Every time I read the paper or I hear somebody say there's another school in trouble, I get down and I pray for the families of the children we have lost along the way. Now it's time we come together, let us all stand up and say, put the prayer back in the classroom, take the gun from the hand, get the children high on Jesus so they will understand that we have someone who'll help us if we'll use the Bible plan. Put the prayer in the classroom, take the gun from the hand. I believe the time is coming, it will take him by the hand. There'll be no more trouble in our schools across the land. Let the teacher tell the story how he died upon the cross. He'll help us bear the burdens of the children we have lost. Put the prayer back in the classroom, take the gun from the hand, get the children high on Jesus so they will understand that we have someone who'll help us if we'll use the Bible plan. Put the prayer in the classroom, take the gun from the hand. Put the prayer in the classroom, take the gun from the hand. Get the children high on Jesus so they will understand that we have someone who'll help us if we'll use the Bible plan. Put the prayer in the classroom, take the gun from the hand. Put the prayer in the classroom. Everybody say amen, amen.
Marlo Tackett right here on the Old Gospel Ship with prayer back in the classroom. You know what? That song deserves another spin. If we ever needed that, not only prayer in the classroom, but prayer in the courtroom, prayer in our homes, and prayer in our churches. Marlo Tackett and prayer in the classroom.
I remember my teacher when I was a little boy. She said, let us bow our heads and give thanks to the Lord. Jesus gave his life to save us. He was born in Bethlehem, and I can still hear the children as they softly say amen. Every time I read the paper or I hear somebody say there's another school in trouble, I get down and I pray for the families of the children we have lost along the way. Now it's time we come together, let us all stand up and say, put the prayer back in the classroom, take the gun from the hand, get the children high on Jesus so they will understand that we have someone who'll help us if we'll use the Bible plan. Put the prayer in the classroom, take the gun from the hand. I believe the time is coming, we'll take him by the hand. There'll be no more trouble in our schools across the land. Let the teacher tell the story how he died upon the cross. He'll help us bear the burdens of the children we have lost. Put the prayer back in the classroom, take the gun from the hand, get the children high on Jesus so they will understand that we have someone who'll help us if we'll use the Bible plan. Put the prayer in the classroom, take the gun from the hand. Put the prayer in the classroom, take the gun from the hand. Get the children high on Jesus so they will understand that we have someone who'll help us if we'll use the Bible plan. Put the prayer in the classroom, take the gun from the hand. the prayer in the classroom. Everybody sing.
Marlo Tackett right here on the Old Gospel Ship with Prayer Back in the Classroom. And before that, we had Julie and Erdie Price with Until Then. I want to share our scripture with you again today, Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. We are so glad that you are. At the end of today's program, our announcer is going to give you our contact information, and we do that each and every week because we want to hear from our listeners. It's always a blessing to go to the mailbox and pull out a postcard or a note from someone, or maybe get a text message or a phone call from somebody that just lets us know, hey, the Old Gospel Ship is a blessing to us. This program has been on the air for 20 years, and it's because of you that we're still here. Our featured artist today is Gene Watson. And we've got another song by him coming your way. And the name of this song is Jesus Is All I Need. You're listening to The Old Gospel Ship.
I was alone, so afraid. He came along, calling my name. He took my fear and in its place, Jesus spoke peace to me. He lifted me out of my grief, soothing my soul, keeping my feet, shining His light that I might see. Without His love, Jesus is all I need. In my despair, He came along, calling my name, giving a song, filling my heart with melody. Jesus is all I need. Sing it again. Lifted me, feeding my soul with manna so sweet, shining His light that I might see. Without His love, I'm incomplete. Jesus is all I need. Lifting me into realms above, giving me grace, showering love, holding my hand and guiding my feet. Jesus is changing me. He lifted me out of my grief, soothing my soul, keeping my feet, shining His is all I need.
Gene Watson here on the Old Gospel Ship with Jesus Is All That I Need. Oh, isn't that a beautiful song? We might have to go off the air today with some more of that song right there. Like I told you before, our announcer is going to give you our contact information. And if you want more information on Jesus, if you want someone to talk to about Jesus and about knowing Him, listen, my friend, if we can help you with that in any way, it would be our privilege, it would be an honor to talk to you. So get our contact information, get in touch with us. We love you, we appreciate you. More of that song coming right at you. For the Old Gospel Ship, this is Billy Douglas. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the Lord bless and keep you, is our prayer.
Thank you.
I was alone, so afraid. He came along, calling my name. He took my fear and in its place, Jesus spoke peace to me. He lifted me out of my grief, soothing my soul, keeping my feet, shining His light that I might see. Without His love, I'm incomplete. Jesus is all I need. In my despair, He came along, calling my name, giving a song, filling my heart with melody. Jesus is all I need. Sing it again, love lifted me, feeding my soul with manna so sweet, shining His light that I might see. Without His love, I'm incomplete. Jesus is all I need. Lifting me into realms above, giving me grace, showering love, holding my hand and guiding my feet. Jesus is changing me. He lifted me out of my grief, soothing my soul, keeping my feet, shining His light that I might see. Without His love, I'm incomplete. Jesus is all I need.
Thanks for listening to The Old Gospel Ship with your host, Billy R. Douglas. If today's program has been a blessing to you, please let us know by writing The Old Gospel Ship, Post Office Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Once again, that's Post Office Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Or call 270-313-8753. Or visit us online at theoldgospelship.com. The Old Gospel Ship is a production of the Voice of the Lord Ministries of Livermore, Kentucky. Thanks again for listening, and until we meet again, please keep this ministry in your prayers.
It's gonna sail away.